and 4 TFW Mobile.
Good morning, Ken, in C9V.
Good morning, everybody, KF4 and XY.
Good morning, Leon. Good morning, David. Hope everybody's doing well.
I'm doing well. Slept good. I did not want to get out of bed this morning for some reason, though. Must have been in that deep sleep. How about you, David? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. We've run off down to the ocean last week. Got back yesterday and glad to be back home.
Me and the wife, we like that getting back home. We like going off, but we sure like getting home better.
Yeah, I've gotten to the age I like sleeping in my own bed. Anyway, pick it up with Ken. I'll be hanging around. KF4 and XY.
All right, Dave. But that's why me and Ken have campers, so we like to take our beds with us.
Yeah, roger on that one.
Gary's getting a little bit closer at this.
One more time, you're a little bit scratchy.
Yeah, it's kind of a four zone along here. I said Gary's getting a little bit closer for you, ain't it?
Yeah, we're getting ready to go camping here. 4-2 off along. This coming weekend, we're in North Carolina just visiting relatives. And then in May, I got to run up to Kentucky and come back in the same day, pick up, bring back the grandkids and the daughter.
That's a lot of driving. We had a retirement get-together, I guess, Friday for a co-worker, and that was the last thing on our schedule. We don't have anything scheduled for a while, so we're kind of enjoying that.
Yeah, roger that. I think the first time we're taking a camper out this year so far is going to be in July, going down to Stone Mountain.
I've got one more thing to do to my truck. Hopefully I'll get it done this week. And it should be good to go for the camping trips. You know, so that camper, no problem.
You got one of them tire pressure management systems on your camper?
No, and I need one, and I actually need four tires for the camper, too, so that's another thing I need to get on. Them tires are starting to get a little bit of a dry rot to them, so I'll go ahead and replace them before they become a problem and beat up the rest of the camper, you know.
Yeah, copy that.
I guess if it's a good tires, I can't complain. Tires, that they've worn very well. Still got a little bit of tread left on them, and they just get sidewalls get dry rot, get cracks in them. That'll cause a blowout, sure enough. So, yeah, before we go anywhere, I got to replace those.
Yeah, copy that. I think it says mine are, according to the date, they're about 5 years old on that. But mine never got over like 110 degrees going down the road, and so they seem like they're holding up pretty well, as long as you're not speeding and weaving in and out.
Yeah, you cover them when you're not driving?
No, they're just sitting out there in the driveway. At least it's not on the ground.
Yeah, mine is it's on the side of the tip of the sun. So, I guess I need to turn my camper around and speed the other side for a while.
I was impressed with that tire management system. I think it's only like $45 on Amazon, and it really did good. They alluded to that they don't really blow out until they get up to like 150 degrees, and mine never even got close to that.
That's a good thing. Yeah. People don't realize, you know, you roll on a hot asphalt like that. Tough on a tire.
And another thing people don't realize is most of those are only rated for like 70. And they pass you doing 75 and 80.
Yeah, I get on the interstate. I don't do 60. I won't go above 60 on the interstate with my camper. The tires are not rated for speed, that's for sure.
Yeah, same here. Maybe 65 going down the hill, but that's about it. KN4 TFW.
Yeah, and this used to amaze me, these people driving, flying by, hauling campers and hauling boats, and just the boat on camper just back there wagging away, you know, in C9B.
I mean, ain't that how NASCAR heats up the tires by wiggling it back and forth?
Well, I didn't catch that. Say that again.
I said, isn't that how the NASCAR drivers heat up their tires? They wiggle it back and forth?
Yeah, but I don't think NASCAR's doing that. I think it's just, I don't know, weight balance, whatever. I don't know. They just, yeah, that's scary. I'm a firm believer, and I've always said this, that I am surprised we don't have more fatalities, traffic fatalities, than what we do.
Yeah, roger that. Hang on a minute. Going in a bad spot. Ah, that should be back. KN4 TFW.
Yeah, a little bad side. I've got to come down 25. It's just, I guess on the wrong side of the mountain there. Yeah. I should be good close to it. I was talking to Eric yesterday on low power. Looked at it up. I probably ought to bump that up to mid power.
Yeah, I got mine on low right now. I need to look at the radio, and I think the fan is dead on it, and I just need to get a new fan for it.
I don't know. You ever put your head on the back? It was getting warm.
Man, the problem is I can't reach it. It's under the seat.
Yeah, I take my hand and touch the back of the radio after I've been talking for a while just to see if it's getting a little warm. If, you know, it's not getting warm, you don't even need a fan.
Well, I know it used to. You could hear the fan running, but I ain't heard it in a long time.
I'm sorry, I had to let the speed racer tailgate me and pull off the road and let him go by. He's in such a hurry this morning.
It makes you wonder if they ever enjoy life. They're always in such a hurry.
I mean, they're riding your bumper like that, so, you know. Just making a left turn off of 25 is never a good thing anyway. You're in the fast lane. You have a turn lane coming up. And you know you got to slow down. And he's going the same way I'm going, so I don't know. Yeah, he ain't going that fast now, so I don't know what the difference was. I don't know, maybe he didn't like the fact my truck was bigger than his.
Yeah, roger that. I'm passing there's a car, he's tailgating a little pickup truck. And then he keeps getting on the brakes and everything, and it's like, yeah, I'm gonna pass him.
Yeah, don't want to be involved in that situation, huh?
Now you can't tell what's happening when they're all over the brakes all the time.
Yeah, well, the other day, it was all over the highway. I was going left to center, going off the right side of the road. How do we drop or just keep it on the road? Playing on his phone or what? I don't know. Maybe he was watching a video. They used to have a law. Well, I'm sure they still do. You can't have a TV viewer, forward of the driver's seat. In other words, it can't be visible to the driver. I guess that's gone to the wayside, huh? All these digital displays in cars with the Apple CarPlay. And I guess if you can do Apple CarPlay, you can do the Apple Car video. I don't know.
Yeah, there definitely ain't no distractions these days.
Wonder where Patrick's at this morning.
He might still be sleeping in.
Yeah, as much as I like to ride into work, I hope I can get up early enough to especially how I felt this morning, the chat on the radio. I did not when I got a bed this morning for some reason. You don't get that deep sleep.
Yeah, it seems like you always sleep in your best right before the alarm goes off.
that's how it was this morning. Usually I wake up before the alarm goes off. And I did. I woke up before the alarm went off. Usually when I wake up, I'll look at the clock to see what time it is. And it was 3:50. I said, I might as well get up. I set it for 4. But I did not want to get up. It just wasn't deep sleep. Like, oh, man, I only got 10 more minutes. So rather than just being miserable laying there, I got to get up.
Yeah, I won't be on in the morning. Got a doctor's appointment for a test.
I hope it goes well for you. I won't be on in the morning either. I'm not working tomorrow. I'm pretty much designed on the Mondays and Tuesdays. That's all I want to work. They're looking for somebody to work Saturdays, 12 hours on Saturdays. They got some heavy stuff coming up. I said, I hope y'all going to hire some people. I'm not interested in doing it.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Yeah, I just got to go take a swallow test, a barium swallow test, to see what's wrong with my swallowing here, why stuff gets stuck.
Yeah, I went to the ENT a couple months ago. Got something going on in my throat. He scoped it and everything and didn't see anything. Says, well, maybe it's acid reflux. He'll give me some prescriptions for some acid reflux medication, and I'm taking it. And I don't think it's acid reflux, but I just have to wait and see.
Yeah, I think it just needs to be stretched a little bit, but I don't know, maybe there's something else going on, although I hadn't done it in a couple of weeks, so it got me a little bit confused there.
Yeah, I actually woke up yesterday. I felt yesterday morning, I was feeling great. And I don't know if it's I got this thing about pineapple juice. If I get some pineapple juice, it's like instantly relieves my, I would call it a headache. It's just a nagging little discomfort in your head, like around your brain or something. I don't know. I take a little bit of pineapple juice, and it goes away immediately. So I don't know if something in the pineapple juice or what, but I kind of swear by that. NC9B.
Yeah, never heard of that one.
I know you shouldn't drink diet sodas because all the stuff, but in the aspartame, and I think that's the direct contributing factor to the discomfort, or whatever you want to call it. And I guess the pineapple juice kind of counteracts that. So, just my take on it. It may not be anything.
Yeah, I only drink maybe one or two soft drinks a month, so that didn't bother me too bad, I don't think. But I do drink a good bit of iced tea.
Yeah, I'll alternate between sweet tea and Diet Coke. So, throw a product name out there, which probably shouldn't do. Everybody says cut it out. But I got to have advice, I guess. That's it. And don't smoke, don't drink.
Good morning, gentlemen. KO4HKX. Yeah, I got to have my sweet tea, too.
Well, that's nice of you to refer to Miss Elise that way, but, yeah. Good morning, Patrick. In the C9P.
Good morning, Patrick. We thought maybe you slept in today.
I've been listening for a little bit. Trying to get ready and then jump in here with you.
Wasn't it supposed to rain?
I think the chance to start tomorrow.
There you have it. It's a good day to stay home then. So, ICOM 705, Patrick, online this morning. 1100, all kind of accessories with it.
KO4HKX, yeah, that 1100 would be the reason I'm not sure I want to jump on that.
They seem to hold their value very well. Well, people think so anyway.
Yeah, right up till I buy one, then the bottom will fall out of them.
Well, you do like I did. You got my FTM 500. As soon as you do that, I'll tell about the new model, the 510. But I like my 500s. I really do.
Yeah, it's been out long enough now, and I figure they might be doing it here for long.
Yeah, I think that's got to go for it, though. It's such a small thing. With all those features packed in a little package, I mean, think of the design and the work and the effort that they put in designing that. I'm not sure they're going to want to do that right away.
I don't know. That's my luck, though.
There, Ken, you can get you the Lycom 705 and put it to camper, and you'd be set there.
I don't use the ones I got, hardly, but I like my 450D.
Yeah, I've looked at that one a couple times. I like my 991A, but I don't use the HF that much. Get it out listed a little bit, talk occasionally.
I like it because it doesn't have no bells and whistles, just all the basics. And I think it really helped me out learning.
It's getting harder and harder to sell these Ford Rangers from the Toyota Tacomas and the Tacomas and the GMCs, and they all get the same body styles.
They're trying to be like NASCAR, where everybody's got the same body, just a different emblem on it.
I think you're right, Ken. They all look the same, and now they're all working together on parts.
Yeah, you know, I got the wife's Kia. I was looking at that the other day. Got a Hyundai motor in it.
Yeah, Kia and Hyundai have been doing stuff like that for many years.
My daughter, you know, she's looking for a car. She sent me a picture of one. It's a great looking little car, but I have never ever even heard of the name. I can't remember the name, what the name is right now. It's got like a Scion, the emblem for Scion, but it's not a Scion.
What kind of car was it? I missed that.
I don't know, Patrick. It was a sporty looking little car. They're selling them out of one of the dealers up there in Asheville, but it's not a Scion, but the emblem kind of looks like a smaller, little different emblem for a Scion. And then I got that other, what they call it, the Grenadier. So we have the Grenadier now. That's a pretty neat looking little vehicle.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, they got a dealer up in Asheville. They're pricey, but I think they're well built. It's kind of like a Land Cruiser in that category, I guess.
I don't go toward Asheville, so I don't know anything about what's going on up there.
Come on, I heard you hung out up there in Asheville all the time, Patrick.
You've been listening to lies again.
Yeah, I don't go there unless I have to. I do like the Walmart up there on Airport Road, though. It's a little bit better than the one in Hendersonville.
Yeah, we will go there, but that's about as close as I get.
I drove the truck yesterday, and I was in a 45-mile zone, going 45. I got passed by a school bus. That was interesting.
Yeah, I don't think they're governed like they used to be, K4-H kids.
Yeah, I wouldn't say not by the one that just whizzed by me here, 14 and South Buckham Road. And I'm going to let you and Ken pick it up, because I'm going to be turning into work here. Y'all have a great day. Good hearing both y'all. And have a better week, but I'll catch you further down the pike. And 73 y'all, and C9B.
73, Leon, be careful out there on the road today. Go 4-H kicks.
73, Leon, be safe out there and have a good day. KN4TFW.
Have a good day, Leon. N4ZLK. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, James. KO4H kicks.
Good morning, Shane. Good to hear you this morning.
As my daughter would say, I'm up at the butt crack of dawn.
Let's have some projects going on today.
Now, I started a new job yesterday, and I start at 7:30. But I got an hour drive there, roughly.
Hey, you didn't stay retired long.
That's where the semi-retired came in.
You just retired next to this one.
Say again, I think there might have been a double.
I said you just retired from the semi.
Well, not exactly. I'm doing a similar thing for a different, well, not a similar thing at all, actually. A totally different thing, but still driving a truck for another, a lumber company, a small lumber company or family owned. And anyway, we'll see how it goes. Go ahead, Patrick.
I was just going to say you took an extended vacation there instead of semi-retired.
Yeah, but vacation engenders thoughts of beaches and travel and relaxing and things like that. And I didn't do much of that.
No, you always had some kind of project going.
Unfortunately, I didn't get everything completely done, but I'm saving for the weekends now.
He's back in here amongst us common folk now, Ken.
Yeah, I hear you. Just have to go to work every day again.
Yeah, it's terrible, too. I was asleep by 9 o'clock. Woke up at 4:30, just on my own. Didn't even have the alarm. Well, I did have the alarm set, but I woke up about 30 minutes before the alarm. So, I don't know. We'll see. That'll probably wear off pretty quick.
So does that mean you're going to be on the radio every morning now?
Well, there's a better chance of it, yes. Doesn't necessarily mean it'll be every morning.
Guys, as bad as I hate you, I'm going to have to say 7-3. And it was good to hear everybody this morning. Hope everybody has a safe day. And I'll catch you guys back, let's see, I guess on Thursday. KN4 GFW.
7-3, Ken. Have a great day, and I hope your test goes good tomorrow. KO4HKX.
Have a good day, Ken. Good to hear you. Hope everything goes well. And 4ZLK.
What time did you get in last night, Shane?
I pulled back on the yard about 10 after 6. Traffic was pretty heavy on 85. It just, the closer I got to Greenville, the worse it got. And I kind of found my way through a couple of semi-back roads, you know. And so I was home, let's see what time I get. I got home at 7:30-ish, 7:45, which is still earlier than the last place.
Yeah, roger that.
My boss called me, or texted me when I was coming into Greenville. So how far away are you? Because, you know, they shut down at 4:30. And he was waiting on me. So I called him, and he goes, are you ready to quit yet? I said, no, not yet. I think it was a very stressful day for him, but it really wasn't that bad for me, just compared to what I was used to. This, you know, he had to shell out some money to get his equipment fixed, but that, other than that, it wasn't a bad day for me, just a little bit longer hours.
Yeah, well, hopefully things start settling down. Matt, you got the truck almost where you want it. It should pretty much be a lot easier now than that day was.
Yeah, there's a few more things that need to be fixed on it. It runs, but, you know, they still need to be fixed. But anyway. But the guys over there, Gregory, I don't know if I told you or not, but they were really nice. I met the trailer service guy and manager or whatever, the tractor guy. The tractor guy used to work for UPS years ago up in New Jersey, so he was real nice. Gave me the card, said, you guys ever need anything, or if you ever need anything while you're out, call this number. If you need anything while you're in town and need to come over here, call me, you know. So they were really good.
Yeah, I used to deal with them for a little while, and I never had no trouble with anybody there.
Like I told you on the phone, it surprised me that they took me right in like they did. I just assumed they'd be doing something else.
I think they're one of those companies, if it's a small something, they jump it in front of everything else to keep that customer running, because they know how important the trucks are.
Yeah, and I'm sure it wasn't the bargain price either. Because that was a necessity, and necessities usually cost a little more.
Yeah, there's that too. You pay the hurry-up fee.
Well, I think the plan today is to run a couple loads back up to the Marion, North Carolina area, or Catawba or something, two different places up there, and drop them. I think that's all there is today.
Well, that's good. Maybe you'll get in there and you can get you a system worked out that works for everybody, and no surprises, or few surprises anyway.
That's the plan, at least on my end. But we'll see. They've treated me really nice so far. So, and got checked on by one of the other drivers. He's not a CDL driver. He does the smaller deliveries. But he texted me a couple times, asked me how things are going, and they've all seemed really nice.
Well, that's good. I hope it works out for you.
Yeah, me too. I can try it out for a while and see. Anyway, how's your day going so far?
Not too bad. I'm on the road. Got a few minutes left, so no rush.
I did think about you yesterday when I was pulling up the Salute of Grade and the old Kenworth fan kicked on. It reminded me of listening to you on the radio and the fan kicking on in the background.
KO4 HKX, yeah. You know, what do you do? I miss those days sometimes.
It was funny. That was my first thought. When it kicked on, I was like, oh, I used to hear this when Patrick was driving around.
The things we notice.
Yep. So I was looking at the antenna mounts yesterday. There's one on each mirror. The passenger side mirror still has looks like a CB antenna. But I know Freightliner, they had two on the back. One was for the FM, and one was for, you know, FM commercial radio, and one was for CB. The one on the driver's side on this tractor is broken off. It just, the mount is still there, you know, unscrew it, but the antenna itself is broken. But the radio works, so I'm thinking maybe that's the CB side. But I don't know, because I'll probably put a radio in here soon.
Yeah, you'll have to program a few more repeaters in there, because you're covering some ground now.
Yeah, I should be able to hit the W4RCW repeater pretty well. I know I go up that way every Monday, and possibly another day of the week. So I think normally what I'm doing today normally goes up on Monday, but they actually said they didn't have the deliveries yesterday, but now they've got them today, so they must have changed their order a little bit. But usually go up there and make two deliveries, from what he told me, make two deliveries and then pick up where I picked up yesterday and bring it back.
Yeah, you got the 6-4 that you'll be able to hit up there, and the 9-10 also.
All right, I'm not familiar with the 910. Where is that one located?
It's over on Spivey Mountain. You'll hear Harry. Harry's on it a lot.
Okay. Is that the West Cars repeater or up there near Candler?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if it's the West Cars, but it's W4MOE, I believe, is the call sign on it. I just send the dial over there to look and see, but I think that's what's on. I can hit it from here some days, depending on where I'm at, but it's got pretty good coverage up that way.
All right, I'll have to check it out. I'm familiar with the 6-4. I think I've got it programmed in here. Probably what I'll do is get another one of those 150s FTM 150 dual banders and put in here and take this radio, which is a dual bander but a single VFO, and put that in the truck.
Because there's some 440 machines up that way too. I'm not as familiar with them as I am the other ones. But there'll be quite a few repeaters up through there you can hit, along with GMRS. There's quite a few of those up there.
I doubled with the first part of it there. I heard you say the 440 machines and GMRS.
Shane, I'm going to jump out here for a minute, run in, grab me a drink, and then I'll be right back, okay?
Roger that. I'll be here. N4ZLK Mobile.
N4ZLK, KO4HKX.
N4ZLK, I'm here.
Glad to get used to you being in here again.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Amazing how life changes sometimes, isn't it?
It is. It's funny how when this all came together, I was like, man, I got to get up early again. And I was like, you used to stay up all night. And, you know, either coming back at this time or coming, you know, on your way home at that time. So, hey, Beth, call me. Let me get this, and I'm sure you'll be there when you get there, but I'll call you back if not. N4ZLK. KO4HKX, N4ZLK.
KO4HKX.
I'm back. You there yet?
I just pulled in, but I can sit here for a minute or two.
You're not one of those that shows up at the last minute?
No, because technically I don't have to be here till 7:30.
So you're just a little bit early then?
Just a little bit. It just works out that way. Elise has to be at work at 7:30, and she's got a longer drive than I do, so I get out of the house and get out of her way.
Yeah, I'm a little early. I was going to stop and get fuel at some point. Probably should have done it back along 11. I think it was cheaper there than it was in Greer.
Oh, yeah. Greer is the most expensive place there is to buy fuel, I believe.
Well, I can make it there and back again, so I may just wait till this afternoon.
I don't know what it is about over there, but they were always more expensive than, like, over toward Easley or Brea area.
All those one percenters moving in and living over there in Greer.
Yeah, could have something to do with the Greer city tax, too.
When I was a kid, Greer was the place you went to the DMV, so that, because there was never any line. You get in and get out quick, and there wasn't much else in Greer at that point.
My, how things have changed, right?
Yeah, just a very short time, too, like maybe 8-9 years.
Yeah, roger that. You ever see how it's changed up here in that amount of time?
Yeah, roger that. Same out here since we moved out 8 years ago. It's getting crowded, but that was a joke, by the way, when I was a kid 8 or 9 years ago.
Oh, I know. I wouldn't even go acknowledge that one.
The amount of time that passed has passed, and the amount of time it feels like it's passed do not correlate.
That is for sure. I turn around and it's hard to believe that somehow I'm as old as I am now.
Yeah, you are getting up there, that's for sure.
I still haven't called you yet.
Well, and I hope you don't catch me for a good while.
Me too.
You gotta watch these granddaughters grow up.
Yeah, enjoy that life that you work for, right?
Yeah, trying to. We had a baby shower Saturday for Connor and Gabrielle, and that was a lot of fun. A lot of people showed up. Kind of a drop-in thing, but most people dropped in right at the beginning and stayed a couple hours. But it was really nice.
I bet it was. I bet they're excited, too.
Yes, they are, and so are we. We're happy for them. We're just really excited, but to add to the clan.
Yeah, how many is that now?
That makes six. Six little girls.
Six little girls. That's lots of trouble in the future, it sounds like.
Not for me, though. They all love their pops, so far. So, especially little Isla, man. She is, whenever I'm around, she just comes right to me and wants to hang out with me. It's so much fun.
Makes all the world's problems go away at that point.
Yes and no. Because you start thinking about all the problems that are there. And you just got to pray for safety and pray for protection over them. So, but yeah, it does. I love hanging out with them.
Yeah, I got some friends that got two little kids, one little girl and one little boy. And we go to church with them. They don't live too far from us. And just love hanging out with them. I don't have any grandkids, so I can focus on them.
Yeah, that's nice. I know you appreciate them allowing you to be a part of their lives. It's good to have good people, even if they're not related, involved in your kids' and grandkids' lives.
Oh, yeah. And parents, we all get along great, too. So it's all, we all hang out together, so it's a good time. I got him into ham radio, if I could just get him on the radio now.
Yeah, it'll come, maybe. Maybe a little mic fright, I don't know.
No, I don't think he's got mic fright. He works for the fire department, so he uses the radio all the time. But I don't know what it is. He just ain't ready to do it yet, I guess. But it'll happen.
Ethan, my oldest son, is in a small group of church, and there's a couple guys in there. There's all different ages. I met one of the couples. He had them over for dinner. And the guy's older than I am, the couple is. And then a couple days later, Ethan texted me and asked me if I knew, and he threw out a call sign, or texted a call sign, and I'd never heard of it. And he said, that's one of the guys in the small group. He said he doesn't really do much VHF. He's on HF more. And then when I was talking to him about that guy, he mentioned, oh, yeah, the guy you met, he said he's got his ham license too, but he hasn't been very active. So it's just funny.
KO4HX. Yeah, I talked to Bill Sunday night after the net. He checked in with me. Said he doesn't get on VHF much. He's mostly on HF, and the last two times he's been on VHF, him and I have talked, and the last time was a couple years ago, so you just never know. He said he's going to start getting on there more, though, so we'll see.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who never get on VHF. They're always, you know, only do HF, and in that group, you have some that only do CW or some that only do voice, and some that only do FT8, so there's a broad world out there.
Yep, that's why the hobby fits so many different people. There's room for everybody.
I like the VHF community, or UHF, VHF, UHF, you know, when I'm mobile and spend a lot of time in the vehicle, but I also like HF too, so I think it's a good option to have. Sitting at home, you know, always have the VHF radio on when I'm back there in the shack. But it's not always busy, and I can concentrate on other stuff as well.
Yeah, roger that. Same here. My state HF station is actually up right now monitoring JSA call on 40 meters. I leave it running during the day. That way you can use it to bounce off of or store messages and move them around the mountains.
What program do you use for that?
JSA call.
Well, that was a good answer.
I like it. It's keyboard to keyboard. and I can message somebody on the radio so that you have communication. It's not just make a contact, move on. You can talk to one another. It's just typing on your keyboard instead of talking on the mic because it's weak signal propagation. It uses FT8 as a base. So I like it. We've had a lot of fun playing with it around here. And you can do it on 2 meters and 440 also. So you can stay off the HF bands if you want to.
So can you make a lot of local contacts on HF like that? Like kind of like VHF? Or is it more spread out?
I made quite a few local contacts. I talked to Jay over in Lake Lure, Ann in Columbus Tron area, Landrum. I'll hit some people down in Greenville sometimes. It just depends on van conditions mainly.
Well, that's cool. Does the computer have to stay up and running then? I guess it can't go into sleep mode at all.
Yeah, it has to stay up and running. And like right now with my station running, anybody could send us a message for me and leave it there. It just got a little mailbox. They can send a message during the day, and when I go in there and look at my computer, it'll tell me I have a message. Or if, say, you can't communicate directly with Jay in Lake Lure, but you wanted to move a message to my station, you could hit my, both of you could hit my station. You could relay through my station to his.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I don't know much about it. That sounds pretty interesting.
We've been spending a lot of time playing with it and learning how to use it and different things. And I won't say I know it all, but I've learned quite a bit over the last little while about it.
I got a new little DigiRig mobile a couple weeks ago. I haven't done anything with it yet, but I'm wondering, because mine, the one I had used to work, and now it doesn't seem to, I'm wondering if that's what the issue is, but I thought, well, it'll be worth trying anyway, so kind of like to get all that set up and at least familiar with, you know, FT8 digital communications, but we'll see.
Oh, yeah, I think it's a great thing to have, and then, like, WinLink, you can use it for larger communication, so, you know, it's out there, and we practice it. Now we're getting ready to move over to Vara C, and try it. It's supposed to be a little different, so we're going to move over there and see which one we like the best.
Yeah, I've heard all those names. Different people use different things, so it's good to get familiar with them, I guess.
Yeah, it is. And like with JSA Call and WinLink, if I want to send you a text message to your cell phone and you have opted in on the website, then I can send you a text message right from there. If, say, cell towers are out here and I can't get out, I can get on my radio and send you one to your phone.
That's a handy feature. Can you reply from the phone?
Yes. That is my understanding. Haven't tried that one yet. You can reply back and it will look like a message, the message on the phone or an email in WinLink. And I'm going to have to say a message on the computer, not on the phone.
Yeah, that's really good. That's a good system. Handy to have, and I'm sure, I mean, you know, when you got localized outages, that would help. I guess things like that's not going to work if it's a major nationwide outage, but we haven't had that. So, and if that happens, we got other issues. We'll be back to voice communications.
Yep, that's for sure. But hey, I'm going to jump off here, and I'm going to go in and eat my breakfast and get settled in for the day. You be careful out there on the roads, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on the way through KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final, Shane, 7-3.
Have a good day, Patrick. Enjoy talking to you this morning. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
for FCM, getting for FDI.